40 years ago, Americans were witnessing the end of another conflict, also dubbed a forever war, Vietnam. As I mentioned earlier, we'll have lots of coverage next week of the 40th anniversary of the fall of Saigon. Americans were certainly glued to their TV sets for that back in April 1975. But 40 years ago, in Britain, was a time for something completely different. Yes, it's also 40 years since the release of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. And who better to help us remember than the world's own Monty Python expert and history guy, Chris Wolfe. So, history guy, is this a joke or is there some history here?
Don't be ridiculous, Aaron. This is an epic moment in history, the history of comedy. We're talking here about Monty Python's Flying Circus and their ability to irreverently poke fun at the establishment and social norms in ways that can only be described as very, very silly.
Now, for anyone who spent their life living under a rock or perhaps a shrubbery for the last 40 years, what is Monty Python and the Holy Grail about?
It's a very simple story, Aaron, about one man.
Arthur, son of Uther Pendragon from the castle of Camelot.
And his quest.
Go and tell your master that we have been charged by God with a sacred quest. If he will give us food and shelter for the night, he can join us in our quest for the Holy Grail.
Chris, this is a real quest we're talking about here.
Yes, Aaron, it has all the usual adventures you'd expect on a medieval quest. A quest that's undertaken on horseback. Against a variety of foes.
We are the knights who say...
Ni! I'm French! Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly king?
Well, that's no ordinary rabbit.
And being set in the Middle Ages, Aaron, of course, a lot of scenes are filmed in castles. But what a lot of people don't realise, Aaron, is that it was pretty much exclusively just one castle that was used in the filming from different angles.
I don't believe anything you're saying here. What castle are you talking about?
This is Castle Doon, Aaron, about an hour's drive from Edinburgh. I've been there myself. In fact, a lot of listeners may recognise it if they're fans of the Starz series Outlander.
What were you doing there?
Well, actually, I was there for my son's graduation. He went to college in Scotland. Beautiful place. And in fact, they really celebrate this part of their heritage there. It's a 14th century castle, but half the speaking tour on the headsets is about the movie. It's actually narrated by Terry Jones, who's a member of the Monty Python cast. And of course, if you know what to ask for when you get your ticket, you can actually ask for a pair of coconuts.
The world's Chris Wolfe on the 40th anniversary of Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Thanks, Chris.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you silly American radio personality type. I fart in your general direction.
That's all for us today. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Aaron Schachter, and we are back on Monday.